crazy people going at each other trying to win this title.
Yeah, because they keep saying it every round. Miami can't. They can't do it again.
Right.
They
right,
can't do it again. Yeah. They can't do it again. They're going to get beat. Well, the only thing is that they will have a tough, if they do pull it off here, they will have a tough mountain to climb
against
the Nuggets. I'm guessing the Nuggets will probably wrap this up shortly because the Nuggets, I think, are probably the best team right now.
I think so. Yeah. They're playing, and they got a healthy Jamal Murray.
Yep.
They are really hitting on all cylinders, and they've got a guy. The thing with Jokic that I find so interesting is it feels like we're seeing him already, like, at 20-year career, like his game is going to age so well because he doesn't jump. He's not going to hurt
his
himself.
His knees will be nice or will be fine. Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing to watch. Be here next Tuesday for another edition of Playmakers, everybody. And thank you to the best listeners and radio for calling up and joining us. And a shout out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out, sponsoring the show. We'll get out of here for now, but enjoy your day, everyone. Oh, I like the way Steph says this. Right here on
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy this afternoon about the debt ceiling. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
After a tumultuous weekend of on-again, off-again talks, and negotiators did work all weekend long. But I have to tell you, the reports we have gotten about those meetings have not been encouraging. At one point, Republicans even insisted that the talks were going backwards.
Ads are rolling out this week for South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott, the latest entrant into the presidential race, CBS's Robert Costa.
Senator Tim Scott has been testing the presidential waters for weeks in the early primary states.
We have to start teaching the necessity of individual responsibility.
Now, his campaign has bought nearly $6 million in ads to air in Iowa and New Hampshire as he returns as a candidate in the coming days.
The man charged with murdering four University of Idaho students appears in court shortly. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson expects a plea from 28-year-old Brian Koberger.
What we would expect is that during the arraignment, the charges will be read and he will enter a plea. We expect that that will be a not guilty plea.
Facebook's parent company Meta says it will appeal a record $1.3 billion fine from the European Union. CBS's Vicky Barker in London reports this is about transferring private data of European users to the U.S.
The previous record for breaking EU privacy rules was held by Amazon, $800 million over its advertising practices. Today's fine, a wake-up call for Washington to reach a deal with the EU on how and where customer data can be stored.
A National Association for Business Economics survey today forecasts inflation for this year to top 4%. Our business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This survey points to a fear that a lot of price increases are sticky, meaning they are going to stay high. Already we have started to see goods reverse course and come down, but it's the services side that continues to plague the economy. Service inflation remains a bigger input into the overall inflation rate than goods.
Basketball star Carmelo Anthony used a video this morning to announce he's retiring.
Now the time has come for me to say goodbye to the court where I made my name, to the game that gave me purpose and pride.
Leaving the game after 19 NBA seasons, he's number 9 on the all-time scoring list. In his only college season, Anthony led Syracuse to the national championship. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 100 points. The S&P is up 1. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Elevate your sleep with Mike Lindell's Giza Dream Bed Sheets. Ultra soft, breathable, and durable Giza cotton ensures comfort. Enjoy a 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. For a limited time, get 50% off Giza Dream Sheets starting at $29.98. Visit MyPillow.com, click Radio Podcast Square, and use promo code SKY for amazing MyPillow offers. Call 1-800-635-1825 or visit MyPillow.com now using promo code SKY for fantastic deals.
Did you know you can get someone to shop for you? Stitch Fix really gets me and what I need. Even better, they save me a trip to the mall. It's easy. I share my style, size, and budget, and they do the shopping for me. Stitch Fix sends me things that fit and make me feel like a more stylish version of myself. I keep what works and send back the rest. No subscription required, no commitment, just my style. Stitch Fix. Get started today at stitchfix.com/radio.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, May 23rd. In Wood County, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will meet at 9:15 at the courthouse in the county boardroom. The meeting of the Wood County Board of Supervisors will follow at 9:30. The Jail Construction Ad Hoc Committee will meet at 10 at the courthouse in Room 114 or immediately following the Wood County Board meeting. In Portage County, the Finance Committee will meet at 3:30 at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Planning and Zoning Committee will meet at 5 in Conference Room 5. They will have public hearings on three requests to change zoning on parcels in the towns of Carson, Sharon, and Hull. They will also discuss the proposal to repeal and replace the Portage County Private Sewage System Ordinance. The Village of Whiting will hold their Public Works and Parks Committee meeting at 6. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 81. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 50 tonight. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. High of 82. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Wednesday. Decreasing clouds by Thursday. Mid-60s Wednesday. Upper 60s by Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Second. A week for Memorial Day.
Hard to believe.
Because I ask, because over the weekend, the NAACP became the latest civil rights group to advise Americans against visiting Florida. And they are not alone. But this is, they said that, this is the NAACP said that Florida lawmakers are openly hostile towards Black Americans, other people of color, and the LGBTQIA plus community. And this comes just days after the League of United Latin American Citizens, also known as LULAC, issued a travel advisory for Florida after DeSantis signed new immigration laws that would require hospitals to get a patient's immigration info and require employers to ensure workers are documented. So,
and that's already causing some problems.
Oh yeah, we can talk about that.
Yeah.
But it just, and I don't want to just say Florida. If you are someone who's conservative, do you not go to New York or California for these reasons? I would say I someday would love to go to Russia. I'm not boycotting Russia. I just don't want to be an American in Russia these days.
Which I think is wise.
And so I just thought it would be interesting to get your thoughts on how much do the politics of a place factor into your decisions when you planning a vacation. 844-967-2789.
Stacy from Waukesha joining us. Hey, Stacy, thanks so much for calling. What do you think?
Hi, how you doing? You could not pay me to go to Florida right now.
Really?
You know, my husband and I discuss this often. We travel quite a bit. And yeah, even if we want a free trip, there's no way. They are not getting my travel dollars at all.
And is that the reason? Because I think there's, to a certain extent, there's some people who probably don't feel safe. Like I would imagine trans people, there's people who are starting to not feel safe in Florida. But for you, it's just because I'm not giving them my money.
Right. Well, that and the people down there drive terribly. I used to live in the suburbs of Chicago, and they drive worse than the people in Chicago. It's not because of old people. It's very frightening.
That's so funny that you say that, though, Stacey, because one of my sisters and my brother-in-law lived in a gated community for about 5 years. They talked about how bad people drove within that gated community on their golf carts.
Another reason not to go to Florida.
That's so
no,
funny.
No, seriously, you know, they have the gates that go up and down. She said they have to replace them like 5 times a month because people just crash through them. It was nuts.
Good Lord.
It was just nuts. And she talked, too, about how the roads are awful. There's only, what, 2 main roads in and out of Florida, so the traffic is always nuts. Yeah, I'm with you, Stacey. You couldn't pay me to go to Florida.
No. Nope.
Well, thanks for calling.
Or Texas, but I have no
desire to go. Or Texas. I'm right there with you on that. We've talked about this. One of my closest friends lives in Texas, and I've told her I'm not going until they get rid of permitless concealed carry. I think it's crazy.
Yeah, well, it's too scary.
Thank you so much for calling, Stacey. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Would you boycott vacationing somewhere because of the political atmosphere?
And I'm trying to think, it's interesting because I haven't gone to, we flew through Florida when we went to on our honeymoon, right. But we actually were supposed to go to Disney World because we were going to have a layover and then the hurricane was coming.
Oh yeah.
No, not the big one, but the one that ended up not being that big of a deal. So we ended up not going, but I'm trying to think now, like, because my brother is toyed with the idea of potentially moving to South Beach as he tries to figure out where he wants to move next. And I'm like, well, if you move there, I feel like I would visit you, but and it kind of just thought, I just thought this morning, I was like, because right now I have no reason to go to Florida. If I want to go somewhere warm, I would rather go to the Caribbean and one of those, like one of the islands, and support them than go to Florida. But that was just because I feel like those are culturally more interesting than Florida. So
well, and I think, and we've talked about this before as well, with snowbirds having their second homes down there, every day I keep seeing more stories about the rising cost of insurance in Florida. Like a 50% increase, which is nuts. And I hate to be the one to point this out, but these weather disasters seem unlikely to lessen.
Yes.
If you live near the water, if you live... South Beach seems like a bad idea.
Well, but it's so interesting because what's hard for me to wrap my head around is that Texas and Florida increasingly have unpopular culture war laws being signed into law by their kind of extreme governors. And yet they're two of the most rapidly, like the places most, like so many people are moving to the last couple years. Their population keeps like increasing and increasing and increasing. And so, you know, that people in this state will point to people in this state who are arguing that they want to eliminate the income tax will point to that's why people are moving there. And who knows? It could be the warmer weather. It could be income tax. It could be because there's new jobs there. But ultimately, like the combination of climate change and Florida having parts of it, some of the most beautiful parts, being underwater, being more and more susceptible to hurricanes, but also just the heat in general. And are people going to start moving if they really don't feel safe there? I mean, we haven't talked about this on the show before, but Dwayne Wade, former NBA player, mm-hmm. married to Gabrielle Union, former Marquette player, they're very open. They have a trans daughter. Who they're leaving. They're leaving Florida because they can't get on board. And obviously they have the resources that's not a hard sell for them.
Right. Which is not the case for a lot of people.
Yeah. But.
Well, they're in Florida. They have already passed it or are going to pass a bill where trans kids can be taken away from their parents if they get treatment for them. This seems completely opposite to parents' rules, parents' rights. No, we don't like that health care that you're choosing for your child, so we're taking your kid away from you. Screw your parents' rights.
But they think it's child abuse.
Even though
Because to them, it'd be the same thing. It's like parentals, like that's make to them. I'm sure the argument is, as a parent, you don't have the right to abuse your children or starve your children in the different ways that CPS gets involved. This they see it as child abuse. That has to be the argument, right? Because otherwise, how do you justify it?
Well, right. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Would you not vacation in Florida or Texas or New York or California because you don't like the political climate?
Or other countries.
Yeah, that's
it. I mean, and it's different. There's a difference between safety and feeling like I am not going to go to parts of Mexico where the cartel is really is a stronghold.
Right.
Or, for me, like, I'm not going to Russia anytime soon. Like, there's a difference between not going because your safety concerns versus not going because you don't want to give them your money. You don't want to give them your tourist dollars. And there's plenty of other places to go. And there really are plenty of other places to go. But I'm also interested in how many people there's just like, they don't even think about it.
Oh, I think there's a fair amount of people that don't care. They do their annual spring break trip to Florida. They do their annual whatever camping trip to the Keys. Sure, there's going to be a ton of people, I think, who aren't going to let that faze them at all.
And it'll be interesting to see, because as we said, if you're just joining us, this question comes from the fact that multiple groups, including the NAACP and LULAC, which is the United Latin America League of United Latin American Citizens, have issued basically travel advisories for Florida and saying that you should not go there.
It's not a friendly place.
It's not a friendly place and they're openly hostile towards Black Americans, other people of color, LGBTQ community, which they're proving to be. And so, of course, this is on the heels of, I guess it's right before everyone's expecting Ron DeSantis to announce this week.
Right.
But I guess his office has called these advisories, quote, a stunt.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But it'll be interesting to see if this has any effect, because the fact is tourism brought in more than $101 billion in 2021 for Florida.
And think about the fact that Disney just pulled $1 billion deal off the table.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have done anything for tourism.
But certainly it's going to affect. I mean, that was going to employ a whole bunch of people and you would have had a whole bunch of people move there.
Yeah, it was going to move jobs. It was going to move like 2,000 jobs.
Right.
And so I don't think that Galactic Starship $1,200 per two nights thing. I don't know if there's enough there since that's closing. I don't know if there's enough people to really have that be the ding as far as. But I mean, if they moved Disney World. That would be a
massive.
Because I'm like, if you think about $100 billion in tourism in 2021, which means like we're still like pretty pandemic-y. And so I'm wondering, like in 2019, was it significantly more than that? I don't know. Super interesting. All right. Well, when we come back, we would still love to hear from you. Would you boycott vacationing somewhere because of politics?
And not just Republican states.
Yes, we're not specifically talking about Florida, but just is that a factor when you're deciding where to spend your money on and where to go? 844-96-PARTY. That's 844-967-2789. We'll be back right after the break.
And if I can make it there, I'm gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you.
Elevate your sleep with Mike Lindell's Giza Dream Bed Sheets. Ultra soft, breathable, and durable Giza cotton ensures comfort. Enjoy a 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. For a limited time, get 50% off Giza Dream Sheets starting at $29.98. Visit MyPillow.com, click Radio Podcast Square, and use promo code SKY for amazing MyPillow offers. Call 1-800-635-1825 or visit MyPillow.com now using promo code SKY for fantastic deals.
This moment of Zen is brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee House in Wisconsin Rapids. fresh roasted beans, specialty drinks, amazing baked goods, and food. From the ground up coffee house and roastery in Wisconsin Rapids, family owned, fresh as coffee. Find them on Facebook.
Baseball and hot dogs, they go together like front porches and rocking chairs. And with Village Hearth Buns, you don't have to go to your local ballpark to enjoy a really good hot dog. Just grill up a package of quality Franks and serve with your favorite toppings on a Village Hearth Bun. They're the same delicious buns served at baseball stadiums throughout the Midwest. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business. This week's deal is from Papa John's in Stevens Point. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, 50 for just 25 from Papa John's in Stevens Point. What's better than pizza? Papa John's at half price. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeal.com.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And Thursday, and highs in the low 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently
down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
I mean, that song kind of makes me want to go.
It's all right. You can, but the palm trees swaying and people in swimsuits on roller skates. And sure, why not?
Welcome back. We are asking you, would you boycott vacationing somewhere because of politics? 844-967-2789. And we're asking that question because a handful of civil rights groups are warning tourists about Florida in the wake of hostile laws. And in case you haven't been keeping count, it's May. It's almost the end of May. And DeSantis has already signed 80 new laws.
80?
80. 80. Not 18. 80 new laws. This year alone, in 2023.
How has he managed to find the time in between flying on donors' planes to all these various campaign stops all over the country promoting his book?
His book, and obviously, there's actually, I've read this morning, there is, if you're interested, at DeSantis Jet.
Oh, this is great.
Which is Ron DeSantis' jet tracking. So it's tracking his private jet, basically as he's campaigning.
Pretty much.
That is a good point, though. It's like, he's a busy guy. Between how much there actually are pushing through quickly in the state while he's also promoting his book and campaigning and spending all this time in Iowa. You know, productivity, man.
Well, the one thing he didn't do in the midst of all of this was visit the areas of Florida that had been so catastrophically flooded earlier this year.
He
never went.
He never went?
He never went.
I thought he was getting credit kind of at the as everything was happening, that he actually was acting like a normal person instead of a partisan hack.
Well, that might be true, but I don't believe he ever went and visited those areas in Florida that flooded. And talking about the insurance and property insurance in Florida, insurers are fleeing that state. So when you talk about people moving there because there's no income tax for the savings, isn't that a 40% hike in your property insurance rates? Isn't that going to kind of negate not having income tax? I don't see how that's...
Unless you rent?
How that's a plus. And in Texas, too, and I know that the population in Texas is growing, we'll see what happens to their power grid over the summer.
When it's so hot?
When it's so hot. And even in Arizona, I saw over the weekend, they are warning people about upcoming extreme temperatures. It's only the middle of May. And they're expecting super, super hot weather in Arizona.
I mean, I think this summer is going to be, what is it? Super El Nino?
Yeah.
Is coming. And so we may, and actually that's something interesting to get into the next segment as far as WPR put an article out last week as far as kind of investigating, could Wisconsin and the Midwest and the Rust Belt be a climate haven, as it sometimes has been called. And I think at least what I got away from that article or got from that article is like, yes, but like, yes, it's going to be less bad here, but that doesn't mean there's not going to still be changes and floods and,
oh, sure.
And warmer temperatures here. It's just since we're starting cooler. And maybe also think is like, you know how like the middle of Canada is basically like the bush of Australia? Like no one really lives there.
Right.
Like, is that going to be the migration of areas that are right now way too cold for anyone to actually want to live there year round and not developed and don't have infrastructure? But how much does that change as far as people just moving north, further and further north as things get hotter and hotter?
Well, and look at Alberta, Canada, which has those massive wildfires going on, which is why we have such hazy skies right now, because of the smoke from those wildfires. And Alberta's pretty far up there.
Have you been?
I have. It's beautiful.
I would imagine
Alberta's just beautiful. But tons and tons of forests and tons of trees. And is there going to be any safe place to go?
I don't know. And so anyways, we'll talk more about that in the next segment. But it's amazing to me when you actually take it when you look at the complete list of what Ron DeSantis has done, not only in this term and his last term, but even just this spring. Like, maybe this is a controversial thing to say, but like, I think having him, the prospect of having him as president, it's like starting to become more terrifying than another Trump.
I don't disagree with you. I find the prospect of either of them being the president of the United States absolutely terrifying. But DeSantis does seem better organized.
Which actually makes him scarier.
Well, yeah. And with everything that's been going on, and he's been able to pass all this legislation, and maybe this is the way it happens all the time, but it just sounds like someone else is crafting these things for him, and they just bring them to him, and he signs them frequently in the middle of the night.
At least with the 6-week abortion ban.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, when we come back, we'll list off some of the things that he's gotten done in a short period of time. But I also would love your thoughts on who, as Ron DeSantis preps to announce this week, knowing how much he's gotten done, and granted, he would not necessarily have a supermajority. Like, he's working with a supermajority in Florida.
Right.
So a lot of these things are getting pushed through fast. And certainly we all know that the federal government does not work that fast.
Expeditiously.
Even in the time when Biden had both chambers, when Trump had both chambers, they didn't get 80 bills passed, right? So like, it still wouldn't be as quick. But like, there's a part of me that looks at what Ron DeSantis has done in such a short period of time in Florida that's like, this guy seems way scarier. And maybe not way scarier, but like, to me, how effective he's been has been versus, like you said, Trump's chaotic. He changes his mind. He doesn't really have a plan.
Except when it's all about him.
It's all about him. But it's not really this. He kind of just says what is beneficial versus, oh, we're executing a strategy to totally upend people's rights because of the war on woke. So let us know. Who's scarier, Trump or DeSantis? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we will be right back.
We're kicking back and soaking up the rains every day in Florida. Like a Caribbean holiday, every day in Florida. It's like a Caribbean.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Mid-State Technical College honors 17 students in Wisconsin Rapids who have completed their core courses and met the state of Wisconsin licensing requirements to become paramedics. They are now eligible to participate in the National Registry Exam to practice as a paramedic in the state of Wisconsin. Bears are sighted in increasing numbers as they leave hibernation this spring. The newly woken bears are hungry and looking to find easy food. They usually start with grass, but birdseed and pet foods left out are a tasty treat.
The DNR recommends keeping food sources cleaned up and pet food inside for now. The Republican Party of Wood County is hosting a membership drive for young folks. It's at Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids today at 5:30. The representative from UWSP Young Republicans will be there, as well as Representative Scott Krug. Refreshments will be available. I'm Melissa Kay, and this is Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Join the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism in their Walk Off Dead event happening Saturday, May 20th, starting at the shelter at Riverside Park in Nakusa. Registration begins at 8:30 a.m., walking starts at 9, suggested donation of $10 per person for participation. All money raised will help pay off food service debt for students in the Nakusa School District. Join VFW Post 2534 for their steak feed on Tuesday, May 23rd from 4:30 to 7 p.m. It's located at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall at 2711 Redden Road. Meal is open to the public and costs $20.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 81. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 50 tonight. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. High of 82. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Wednesday, decreasing clouds by Thursday. Mid-60s. Wednesday, upper 60s by Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
Wait, don't tell me from this past week where someone made a joke that they just so badly want there to be a drag queen named Rhonda Santis.
Oh.
And I was like, that's pretty good. It's so obvious. It's just sitting right there.
It is.
It's right there.
Boy, can't believe nobody's done that yet.
I know. Which is, I mean, the picture already exists, right? Of there was that AI viral.
Oh, yes.
Of all the different pictures of the super anti-LGBT and right-wing, like Clarence Thomas and Ron DeSantis and Trump, all recreated as drag queens.
It was quite something.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But in looking at what Ron DeSantis has done this year alone, it's like, I also am asking the question for people listening, and maybe you like one of these two already, but for people who are certainly not planning to vote for the Republican, no matter who they are, who is scarier at this point? Because we already know what a Trump presidency could look like, because we had it for 4 years. But also looking at, I mean, basically Ron DeSantis should have his slogan be "Make Florida, like make America Florida again," of like what he wants to do. So this is a small fraction of what he's done. The 6-week abortion ban. So in April, he signed a law that bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy.
Which he signed in the middle of the night. And now even when he goes to talk to pro-life groups, he doesn't bring it up.
Shut
up. I know. Ha.
So now they're one of the most restrictive states for reproductive rights in the country. Then banning transition care for minors. So in mid-May, so just a couple week ago, he was finalizing his candidacy for president, but then he also signed a measure outlawing gender transition care for minors and restricting it for adults, the latest action by Republicans this year aimed at LGBTQ communities in Florida. It imposed a penalty of up to 5 years in prison for doctors who violate the ban and requires adults seeking gender transition care to sign a consent form. And one of the bill's most contentious aspects is language that says a court could temporarily remove children from their homes if they receive gender-affirming care.
I just want to stop for 1 second. So adults who are getting treated either hormonally or however to transition have to sign something that says they consent to this care? They're adults. Doesn't that, if they seek it, doesn't that automatically mean they are consenting to this treatment?
I know.
Or does he just want a record of the people who are
probably
who have transitioned or are transitioning?
Probably.
That sounds more accurate.
He also put his signature on bills punishing businesses that admit minors to adult live performances, such as drag shows, and making it a misdemeanor trespassing offense for people who use bathrooms in public buildings that do not correspond to their sex at birth.
And so are there going to be genital examinations as women go in to use bathrooms? How's that going to work?
I know. Because I think about that when you think about people who have trans men who have transitioned and pass as cis men, right? And I've seen, whether it's TikToks or people who have testified in front of different state legislatures who look like men. And they're like, do you really want me using bathrooms with your wives and daughters? Like, what is this, you know, what does this look like? And so that's on LGBTQ trans issues. On education, he gave his seal of approval in May to a bill prohibiting public school employees from calling students pronouns other than those matching their gender at birth. This expanded the one-year-old state law, which critics have referred to as Don't Say Gay. He also left another conservative imprint on Florida's education system when he signed legislation banning public universities and colleges in the state from spending money on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Oh, sounds like who else? Isn't there someone in Wisconsin trying to do that?
That does sound familiar.
Mm-hmm. The teaching of identity politics, long a preoccupation of right-wing Republicans, is prohibited at public institutions under the law, which also weakened tenure protections. And in March, he gave conservatives another trophy, creating a universal school voucher program. And so it's an $8,000 per year benefit per student, which would arguably undermine public schools and further enrich wealthy families because it does not have an income eligibility cap.
Oh, great. Great, great,
great. He also banned the AP course for African American Studies. Death penalty. We're not even done yet. In April, Mr. DeSantis signed a bill that will substantially lower the threshold for imposing the death penalty.
Oh, that's right.
It will no longer require a unanimous vote by 12 members of a jury to sentence a person to die. An 8-4 majority would be enough under the new law, which is expected to face legal challenges from criminal justice reform groups.
Well, that's a relief because no one has ever been unfairly convicted of something and spent decades and decades in prison for a crime it was ultimately determined they did not commit.
Or actually be killed for a crime that they didn't commit. And your favorite, concealed carry.
Yeah, which also I believe he signed kind of in the middle of the night and doesn't really want to talk about that because it's not popular.
The governor signed a law in April that allows Floridians to carry concealed weapons without a permit. As of July 1st, gun owners will no longer be required to pass a safety course and a background check, a shift away from calls for tougher gun laws in the state after mass shootings in 2018 in Parkland and 2016 at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. And obviously there's all the Disney stuff. That feels less of like... I don't know how that's going to play out, but it still is just like, why are you spending your energy on going against one of the biggest companies in the world?
Well,
that employs thousands of people and brings billions of dollars to your state. Like, why is this the hill that you're going to die on besides just being like thin skinned and not being able to take an L?
And I just find it the pinnacle of irony that the party of small government, the Republicans, now we're going to force you to support their policies. You can't dissent against their policies. They're going to make you, or they will punish you, because that's free. That's free enterprise.
I mean, and that's the thing where I've heard even most people who are true conservatives saying, like, this is not what our policy. This is not how we typically fall on the free markets scale.
Didn't used to be.
As far as like this, even on that one, I think there's a lot of people who are kind of like, what? This is not how this is supposed to work when it comes to letting private companies be private companies.
And can I just remind folks, in Florida, they banned the Diary of Anne Frank. They banned the book, The Diary of Anne Frank. Wrap your head around that.
He also mandated that employers with 25 or more employees use E-Verify, a federal government database used to check Social Security Administration and Department of Homeland Security records to see if a person is authorized to work in the United States. He also banned local governments from issuing ID cards to undocumented immigrants and required hospitals to collect data on health care costs associated with that population. Which is also causing issues now because there's a lot of construction sites that are just empty and there's no one there to work.
Right. And there are even truck drivers who don't want to go into Florida now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out over the rest of this year. What's happening down there?
And then finally, Mr. DeSantis signed a law in May to shield from the public from the public records of his travel, including out-of-state political trips. The measure, which Republicans and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement claimed was needed for security reasons, will create a veil of secrecy over who is paying for the travel of Mr. DeSantis and how he is dividing his time as governor and as a presidential candidate. Even Mr. Trump has latched onto that issue, saying in a statement from his campaign in April that Mr. DeSantis, also known as Meatball Ron, was not being transparent about how much taxpayer money he was spending on travel. And that's a short list of what Ron DeSantis has been able to do in 2023.
Well, and isn't it a fair assumption then that should he be elected president, he would enact the same kind of thing that the public doesn't get to know what I do? And what I'm doing with your money, and where I'm going, and on whose private jet I'm flying. None of your business. I'm president.
That would seem, this indicates that he, you know, it's like, it's very dictator-esque. And so that's what I mean. Like, as far as I feel like this is, he's a scarier prospect to me than even Trump is. And he's younger.
Yes. He is considerably younger, although he made an appearance, a campaign appearance somewhere. I don't remember where he was over the weekend that was kept showing up on my Twitter feed. And apparently he has all of the personality of a wet piece of dough.
Well, I also heard that people, you know, as he's going to get more and more, because he really won't take interviews. Like, and as he, I think this was either, this was on the Bulwark. So it was either Tim Miller or Charlie Sykes talking about this on one of their latest podcasts of how he's trying to act like a lizard person. It's like, oh, look at me. I am the lizard king. And I am, and everything is so forced as far as he saw this play. He saw the Trump playbook of appealing to a certain base that gets riled up about owning the libs and woke culture and all of this, and is so far doubling down on appealing to them, even though he is not of their ilk, really. I don't know if this is true or not, but it's just like his inauthenticity as far as trying to be this guy and kind of like puppeteering around in a suit that he's this guy, but he's not really. And like, how much will this start to fall apart under the scrutiny and like unending media attention you get when you are running for president?
Yeah, but if you never put yourself in a position where you have to take any unfriendly questions, how often?
But you don't get to do that when you're running for president.
Trump's not going to do any of the debates. They didn't ask me.
But if he wants to get over Trump, he's going to have to.
You would think so, but I don't know.
How else does he get his numbers up and get the amount of attention as to compete with an ex-president and someone as famous as Trump without getting as much media as he can?
That's a good question. But I can't imagine his handlers want him. They're just going to really screen who gets to ask questions then. They're not going to leave him unprepared and unprotected.
Yeah. All right. Well, we didn't even get to the
PFAS.
The PFAS. There's a new bill that for $125 million to address PFAS in Wisconsin, but doesn't really say how that would be spent. And so maybe we'll talk more about that tomorrow instead. But also, it was interesting, as we said in the last segment, of the idea that Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, we could all be climate havens. And so I was interested in exploring that a little bit more, too. But we will save both of those for tomorrow instead, because we're going to end this hour when we come back with some lighter Wisconsin news and headlines. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella,
I still call her mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees. From
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are rounding out our Monday first hour newsy hour with some fun headlines. A little while back, we interviewed Cassandra Berger, who was the, or is, the Quick Trip girl.
Yes.
And it sounds like she has some competition.
Uh-oh, look out.
Whit Mezza, which is a great name. Whit Mezza set a new hot bar Wednesday morning when she parked her Harley Davidson at the pump at the Egg Harbor Road location of Quick Trip in Sturgeon Bay. With a 13-cent fill-up, complete, and receipt secured, Mezza completed an epic quest with a Q, to visit all 503 Quick Trip stores in Wisconsin, plus as many others as she could in neighboring states, a 4,500-mile journey completed in just 11 days. That is a lot of Quick Trips in not a lot of time. Because I feel like when Cassandra did this, she did it over the course of like a year and a half.
It took a while. I mean, they're all over the state.
They're all over the state.
You got to put on some miles and the mileage.
But I guess if you're on a Harley and you're like, that's kind of your shtick, is like, I just ride around on my bike. But it's 503. I mean, how much do you even spend? I guess in her last one at Egg Harbor, she only filled up for 13 cents.
Oh my God.
But yeah, it's I wonder if she'll get a deal with Quick Trip just like Cassandra did.
That would be wise.
But she is a self-professed Quick Trip super fan, and she said her 2022 summary of Quick Trip activity got her thinking about how she could level up in 2023. She found an answer to her other passion in life, endurance motorcycling, long distance rides, generally involving riding at least 1,000 miles in 24 hours.
Oh, man.
Are you a motorcycle person?
I had a bike.
You did have a bike, so you had a license.
I did.
That doesn't surprise me.
I was terrible.
Oh, you were not a good driver.
I was uneasy rider. I was not a good motorcycle rider. I would have so much anxiety the night that before I knew I was taking it out, I couldn't sleep. Because, don't forget, my father was a mortician.
Yeah.
And there would be dinners when we'd be sitting around the dinner table and he would be talking about someone who was in a terrible motorcycle accident. And Dad would say, oh, was he a mess?
So what made you want to get it in the first place?
Because I had gone out with friends as a passenger and really enjoyed it and thought, well, there's no reason I can't do this myself. Why don't I get my own license?
Okay.
So I took the course and I went through all of it. It was a wonderful course. And I never, thankfully, hurt anybody or hurt myself, but I just never relaxed. And then it's no fun.
Yeah.
If you can't, if you can't relax, all I would think about when I was driving is how many different things could run out and kill me. Or
so how many times did you end up riding before you're like, never mind, this is too stressful?
Well, I took it on some group rides. I probably rode it a dozen times.
Okay.
And then I sold it.
Cause I've been the passenger a fair amount, but yeah, I don't know how I would be as the driver. And I'm sure Debbie Bry would thank me for not ever wanting to be the driver.
I'm sure she would.
Even the passenger, I think, makes her nervous. Because that's the thing. I would imagine being a not confident motorcycle driver is as dangerous as being like a super reckless one.
I would agree with you completely.
And there's something of like, if to be a good behind a motorcycle, like you have to be pretty confident and like relaxed.
Yes.
And understand the road, the bike, because to be super twitchy doesn't really work when you're trying to keep your balance.
And I recognized that in myself and thought, yeah, this isn't good, Jane.
So you're not doing 1,000 miles in 24 hours anytime soon?
Oh, that's just brutal.
Good for her, though.
Yeah. I mean, I give her a lot of credit. She's got to have a really good cushy seat or something.
Yeah. Or good cushy...
something.
some biking shorts with the padding in the crotch.
With chaps on.
Oh, well, then also I saw this headline. So the Trade Hotel, so the new hotel that they've been building next to the Fiserv.
Yeah.
So I've said this before on the show, but if you are newer to the show, my father played basketball for the Badgers. My father is 6'8".
He's really tall.
Pushing 6'9". Yeah. And for basketball, being that tall is great. For almost everything else in life, being that tall is hard. Finding clothes is hard. Being on airplanes is hard.
Riding in a car is gotta be difficult.
Riding in a car. Like, there's a lot of things. And including staying at hotels where the shower hits your chest.
Oh, gosh.
I'm pretty sure even at our house...
Does
I don't
have
know.
To duck?
And I dated a guy briefly in California who was an NBA player, and he had like custom built his house so everything was taller.
Oh my gosh.
So like the cabinets were taller
and then
the countertops were taller and everything was just a little bit taller, which makes sense in the same way someone who is maybe, you know, a little person who gets a house that is accommodating
sure.
for their height.
Of course.
But since the Trade Hotel is the official Deer District Fiserv Forum Hotel, which I guess is where going forward teams are going to stay when they come to play the Bucks. Everything's taller.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So the upscale Trade Hotel has opened across the street from Fiserv Forum in the Deer District. It's got a rooftop restaurant, nods to Milwaukee in its design, and higher ceilings and shower heads in fourth floor rooms designed for basketball players and Pete Pry.
And I would imagine longer beds, too.
Probably longer beds.
That's got to be a big issue, too, when you're 6'9" or 7'2".
Yeah. And so
that was
very smart.
Yeah.
But it's also smart. You're like, we don't need to do the whole hotel like this, but we'll just have enough rooms
for
traveling teams to always be comfortable. And I wonder how many other hotels do that.
We will have to do a Google.
We'll have to do a Google to see how many other hotels have accommodations for the extra large and the extra tall. All right. Well, coming up in the next hour, this is going to be a fun game. The Washington Post has published a quiz or a game that challenges if you think you can tame the national debt. So when we come back, Jane and I are going to play that. You can play along. And then at the bottom of the hour, State Senator Melissa Agard is going to join us to talk about her grassroots tour, which is her tour. She's about halfway through. It's her tour to push for legalization of marijuana in Wisconsin. So she's going to let us know how the tour's going, what she's hearing from people, and maybe any other drama that's happening at the Capitol.
Drama in our state capital?
No way. Ow. All right. Well, stick around for the top of the hour news. We will be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear
you. You can do it. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving Central Wisconsin.